White, Greenville, Michigan, April 25th, 1891. Dear son Willie, I received your letter yesterday and we felt very anxious to go to Petoskey and get settled ready for work. I have not felt well any time since I have been here. My head was very tired when I left Battle Creek, and it does not get settled and rested as I would like. I do not sleep nights good. I am feverish and tossing about, and I fear malaria will cut me down again. Just as soon as we are through at Grand Rapids, we shall go to Petoskey, and the work will commence at once in the canvassing line. Brother Starr is anxious to go, and I think we may have made a mistake in dallying along as we have been doing, but we are in for it, and as I have the privilege of going in to Brother Salisbury's cottage, if ours is not done, I shall do this, and shall take food enough along to keep me until the rest come. I cannot do anything anyway as it ought to be done, unsettled as I am. Mrs. Johnson and Mrs. Moore saw all the trustees in reference to my speaking in the Methodist Church, and all gave their consent, but the Methodist minister objected, so that fell through. We had a very excellent meeting yesterday. After speaking to those assembled, I asked those to come forward who wished to seek the Lord for His Holy Spirit, and also for backsliders to come forward. About 6 seats were quickly filled. There was deep feeling in the meeting. Several confessed their backslidings, and many excellent testimonies were borne. I speak again this afternoon, 3 o'clock p.m. Well, I am so sleepy I can scarcely keep my eyes open. I could wish that the goods and my workers could move on this week, and I would follow as soon as possible. Brother Starr is in for Grand Rapids, and Brother Van Horn is there last Sabbath and today. He will return Monday. But I feel that I must have perfect rest for a time, and not be called out to visit or to give counsel or to work. If I feel that I cannot go to Grand Rapids, I shall go on the morrow with Brother Fargo. He has just left here, and did not leave as I supposed. I can take treatment at Dr. Dowse's institute, and, I am informed, can have a room there. I do not feel easy about this constant pain at the base of the brain. Now, in regard to Sarah, if she cannot well leave before the time you mention, all right. I shall not wait for her. I shall go right along with Brother and Sister Starr to Grand Rapids, if able, if I do not go with Brother Fargo tomorrow. In regard to house purchased of Henry Miller, have you heard a word from him since he left? How can we give deed? Then tell Sister Emery I will comply with her terms, with the exception of interest. I pay 7%, and will have to require the same as I have to pay Brother Miller and others. If they want the house on the terms mentioned, we'll sell to them. Henry Miller will sell for this price and no less. So whether he makes the trade with me or not, he wants to sell, and the trade must be made in price and interest money in reference to this. I am glad the office is rented, and my dwelling house. Love to the children and Mary. Yours in love, Mother. Willie, will it be any advantage to ship some eatables in the car that your ministerial campers would need when you get here? Brother Starr says he is authorized to purchase stove of me for mission, so put it on the car for Petoskey. Store in Miller House, Mother.